Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everyone, welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show, Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. I got to tell you, I'm really jazzed, Benny, about today's show.
Yeah.
You know, Benny, you've heard me talk about sort of the age of Aquarius. And, you know, I was really excited about Jupiter and Saturn. So I was really excited about it. And yet at the same time, what I let all the listeners know that I know close to nothing, really, about astrology. And I have been so trying, and thank you, Linda, thank you, everybody. I've been so trying to have a conversation with Deborah Silverman, and she is here today. Been on the show a number of times, and I just thought when I was asked, who do I want, right? Who do I want to come on to talk about this? And I said, you got to get Deborah. We've got to do a show with her. Why? What is my draw? What is my affinity to Deborah Silverman? Here's what it is. I love how you could have so much knowledge the way that she does, share it with so many people in so many ways. And you're going to hear about this today. You're going to hear about what she's doing to educate and inform all of us and how to get a hold of that. But more importantly, when you have a sense of things moving and energy, and somebody says something like, well, Pat, it's like in your chart, and it's, you know, and I took a look, and it's like in your solar return, and you're like, what? Like, what's in the chart? And now today, here we go. Look, Deborah's been doing this for a really long time, tapped into the energy of this. And it changed her life. It blew her mind. And her world changed. And now how we look at the world of astrology, and we look at the world of astrology through her lens, helps us understand how to look at things in a very no-nonsense, informative, but yet deep way. So today, we're going to be talking with her about this time we're passing into and have just moved beyond. A lot of people were talking about December 21st. I was talking about it, not with a whole lot of knowledge. And I finally have Deborah Silverman to help us make some sense of what we're feeling and, like, dude, how we're showing up in the world. Like, what is it about us that's showing up with ideas that talk about watching grass grow? Who knows? Deborah, it's great to have you here.
Oh, that was so beautiful, Pat. Thank you.
I'm so glad you got to join me. And I really do. I'm one of these people. I'm so fascinated by the world of astrology. And I really do know very little. But I pay attention to the energies of it. And I pay attention to what I wake up and is on my heart to do. This is a pivotal year for us in a lot of ways. For me, this is a network. 10 years, we didn't celebrate our 10th year, and maybe you can shed some light on why in 2019 I woke up and I said, I am not celebrating our 10th year. That was last December of 19. I said, I don't want to celebrate our 10th year, I want to celebrate our 11th. 2021 is our 11th. Everybody looked at me and said, that doesn't make sense. I said, I know. I know it doesn't make sense. But I was born on the 11th. I don't want to do it. Had no idea what was going to happen in that year. But let me ask you this question. You must have been and must still be talking about the shift in the energy. Can I ask you, from your sense of it, what do you see this shift meaning to people? What do you see? What is your sense of this in a global way? Because I don't think I'm the only one talking about, wow, I feel different.
No. Everybody, you're an echo chamber for the collective. So first, thank you so much for having me on the show. I want to say, first of all, that it's a changing of the guards. The planet itself is changing in its matrix. If you imagine we're going from teenager to adulthood, we're in a very awkward stage where we're bumping into each other and we don't get along. And we have this real conflict. Think of a teenager, so many hormones running and thinking we're grown up and thinking we're ready to run the roost, and then bumping straight into the grown-ups going, sit down. So there's a conflict between the old guards and the old systems. And this is not just America and what happened yesterday in the Senate. This is all over the world. So to your point, it's funny in your chart, because your chart did get hit strongly 2000 right now. It's actually this, we're in 2021, it's your 11th year. And literally on your personal chart, the planet, that conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter hit your chart last week in expanding your professional sensibilities and wanting to update your conversation and bring it, as I said, into the changing of the guards. So you personally, intuitively knew that 2021, astrologically was literally the conjunction hit you in your chart on a professional level and said to you, Pat, you're going to change the system of how you did it before. So you're like kind of an echo chamber for the collective. You personally are feeling it in your career, but you're representing and echoing the collective. And the way I put it is, if you think, I like to think about my grandmothers. I don't know, I love them so much. But when you think about the generations behind us, and I talk about the changing of the guards, we are in an entirely different universe. We have telephones and computers and internet. And look at you, you got a spaceship suit on with a little headset. Like, we are our grandmothers didn't have headsets. Our grandmothers didn't have telephones. So we are in an entirely different universe, but we take it so for granted. No one stops to think about the fact that, you know what? I couldn't call my friend in Europe on a push button. I couldn't find the news instantaneously. I didn't get to do a video on Instagram yesterday. I did one video that hit 20,000 views in 1 hour talking about this very. So we're in this giant electrical storm called Aquarius, and it's going viral across the whole planet, but no one has language. And that's why I love astrology, because it soothes your heart when you say to someone, we knew this was coming. This is not a surprise. I didn't know that would be a virus, but in March of 2020, when there was a complete like what's happening, by the way, January 20th, we have another big event happening. I'm warning your audience with a good cautionary warning, not a scary warning, but be a prophet. Be a prophet in your own times. Learn astrology, know this stuff is coming. And then you be the change agent that says to your kids or your neighbor or your husband, honey, the astrologers told us about this. We knew there was a changing of the guards. We knew the systems were breaking. We knew the old did not work anymore, but we don't know what the new is. So we're in this very awkward stage where we're dismantling the old. This is called the Aquarian Age, entering at the expense of the Capricornian Age, which was all about holding on to the systems and believing there was a government leader who would help you and believing that you were safe because there was authorities that now we can't stand the authorities. Who cares what they say? So we have left behind security in exchange for the new. And the new is random just yet. It's all we know for sure is it's AI, it's computerized. You wear little headsets, look at you. We're going to have an entirely new outfits on, and nothing's wrong while they're breaking down and there's a birth occurring. And if you hadn't have seen the birth before, if we were all, as we are, watching a birth, we'd all go, oh, something's terrible. No, take a breath. At the end of the birth, what comes out? A brand new little baby that's perfect. But the pain threshold of what we're sitting in right now is easily misunderstood as something's wrong. I'm here to tell you as an astrologer, nothing's wrong.
Yeah. And, you know, this is interesting that you bring this up because, I spend a lot of time trying to explain myself and I don't really have a good explanation. So what I learned to do over time is like make stuff up. Like when my team asked me, we don't get it. What do you want? Okay, you don't really want to launch a new technology in 2020. You want to wait and make sure dot, 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 dot. But that's not going to be till 2021. And I'm like, good. Yay.
You're spot on.
We had a, and this is interesting you bring this up about AI. I want to talk to you about this because it's fascinating you brought it up. But for those of you just tuning in, Deborah Silverman's here. We're going to tell you a lot about how you can connect with Deborah, how you can work with her. But I agree with her completely. This is something now in the time we live in, you want to get educated and informed about. So when somebody makes a comment like somebody did to me and then sent me my solar return chart, which, by the way, I don't even know what to make of that, send me this chart and it's got all these like, this is conjunct and this is this and this is a trine. And I'm like, okay, now, okay, talk great.
English. Somebody it, talk English.
It's like, I'm going to frame it and put it on a wall because it looks like an art piece, right? But we need to get educated because sometimes it's not about explaining ourselves in a logical linear manner.
Well, right? You can learn. That's not true. You can learn astrology. When someone hands you my specialty, you may know this, is I speak English. So when someone, you don't need to see, it's like going to a doctor's office and he shows you your chart and you have stickatitis and you're like, what do I have? Stickatitis? Am I going to live? And he goes, let me leave out the name and just say to you, this is correctable by taking this pill. Don't worry. But if you don't understand how to look at the chart, it's terrifying. So I specialize in English. I have literally trained over a dozen certified astrologers on my page. You go to Deborah Silverman Astrology and they will look at your solar return chart and say, here's what's coming in English.
Yeah.
So don't get discouraged by Egyptian hieroglyphics on a beautiful painting. What I want you to know is there are people that can speak the language of the elders. This is the wisdom source. The elders know this too shall pass. We are simply in a movie, not to be confused with you're stuck in that role. And it takes time to language it. So your chart, I can see why you had a solar return chart. For you personally, 2021 is a radical professional change. And you were wise enough and intuitive enough to know that. And by the way, all of you listening have an intuition. It's a question of trust. And part of what my school does, why I love teaching astrology, is I give people back their authority. You're going to love this. You do MSU. It's called Make a Foundation. It's a school system that is as old as can be from Egypt. It's a language that tells us, this was predicted. Don't worry. I promise you, as uncomfortable as you are during a birth, nothing's wrong. And that's my constant message. So back to your chart, you're about to enter into, like, you are timeless. Let's start there. You're not your age. You have two planets in Capricorn that tell me that you do not age. You get younger as you get older. You're backwards. You were old when you were young and you're young when you're old.
That is so true of me. I hit an age point and I told all my friends, I'm starting to count backwards. And they said, why? You're just denying. I said, no, that's not it. I said, and I think it was like age 40.
At 40 years old, Sagittarians come into their own. And at 50, you have Moon and Mars in Capricorn. So at 50 to 60, and especially 60 for you, you turned on like a radio, like, I got this.
Yeah. I love this. Let me ask you this question, because I have never been more drawn to learning about astrology than I am now. I really am. And I'm joking a little bit about the chart. And I want to say this. The fascination and understanding, it's so pivotal when you learn what you're talking about, Deborah. It's almost like, it's not like a light bulb goes on. It's like the entire city of New York lights up.
You walk into the chambers of wisdom and you have everything written in your language. It's on your language because you're learning your chart.
So your class? When are you teaching this again? Because I want to make sure we tell people.
It could not be better, Patty. It's crazy that we're on this right now, Dr. Pat, because the school's doors open January 20th. We have a limited number of spaces. Here's how it works. You would be amazing. There's only 10 people in the room on a Zoom room and you study your chart. So there's a mentor that is before the class started that you, the mentor and I studied your chart together. I said, look at her chart. She's got all this Capricorn. She thinks she's a Sag, and then you go into the room in bite-sized bits. We have 80-year-old students. We have 16-year-old students. You learn in bite-sized bits because I hate to use this word because it's politically incorrect. I'm a little retarded. Like, I learn slow. So I taught the school in very systematic bite-sized bits that any sixth grader can learn. It's only 6 weeks long. By the time you finish 6 weeks, you're like, did I just uncover my quirks? And now I understand why my husband never talks to me. He has no air. And why my kid can't sit still. She has six planets in fire. We speak a language that is simple, and it only happens twice a year. So it's funny we're on the show today, because the cart opens January 20th. All you have to do is go to my website, Deborah Silverman Astrology. You get on the wait list. And then you sign up. It's $1,000 for 6 weeks. You're in a room full of 10, only intimate 10 people. And by the end of the 6 weeks, you're an addict. I feel like a drug dealer.
And where is the sign up on your website? Because I want people to know exactly where this is. Because
okay, it's Learn. If you see, there will be.
Yeah, I got the Learn.
Yes. And it's Applied Astrology is the name of the school.
That's what I wanted here. Because you teach more things. I mean, you are the ambassador of knowledge transfer for me. And I've known that about you for years. I can't even remember when the first time you and I talked, it was like a really long time ago. And then we continue to talk like maybe every other year or something.
Yes.
But you're like this ambassador of knowledge transfer around this. And you know, when I look at what you're doing and I look at how you're doing it, it is so pivotal to where we live in. Because let me ask you this question. I don't think I'm alone with having a sense of things. Can I ask you about this? And maybe you can explain it through my chart.
But can I stop you right there? Hold that
thought. Yes, please.
Hold that thought. I just want to speak to that.
Yes.
You named it so well. I have been given a mission this lifetime in no uncertain terms. It was clearly given to me and handed to me at the age of 20 that literally you're going to go down to earth and you're going to share and disseminate the information that will soothe the broken hearts, the disenchanted, that loss of faith, and bring them back to us. So to your point, I made a promise and I'm fulfilling it, and you're invited, and you have such an active role personally because your audience is so large, to be able to say to people, don't lose faith because things are wrong. It's not wrong. It was predicted by all the prophets. We're turning a corner. We're at the end of an era. Look at your grandmothers and look at us. We're unrecognizable. So I just want to say that back to your question. I am fulfilling my promise, and I wish that you guys that are listening would fulfill your promise, and I can help you remember what it was.
And I want to really talk to this too, because I'm going to skip the 15-minute break, Benny, which I've already done, and we'll break at the half. The reason I was so excited to talk with you, and I started to bug Linda like in November. I just like, whatever you need to do. Because this is a time now for people, and people see me as Dr. Pat, and I got to tell you, that whole name was very difficult for me to wrap myself around. I never told anybody about my education. It didn't even happen. And I too am slow. I am what you now call learning different. Is that the politically correct term?
That's it. I'm learning
different.
Yes.
And so, but my learning different thingy turned out, once I got past statistics, the first year of statistics, turned out to be a blessing, because I don't see words. Like when you're talking, I see visual translations of the words you're saying.
Wow.
Which is fascinating. Now, you're never going to be able to take the GRE tests and do all that math in time.
Me too. I had the same.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Me too. I was called learning disabled. But so the trick is, here's the gift to all of you. No matter what level you're at, I teach astrology because I have the same thing you have, Dr. Pat. I teach it from an auditory, from a visual, from a creative, from a hands-on. I made the school experiential. So it's not theory. It's not numbers. Don't get scared of taking the school because you're like, I can't figure out all that stuff. That's not true.
Right.
I teach it literally, probably at a fourth grade level to start with. But once they start to glue to your point about learning, and you start to, because you're Mercury's in Capricorn, you're a practical thinker. You need to touch it, feel it, and then you get it.
Yeah. And you know, this is really why we're talking today, because many of our listeners, they call in, and you're right about something. Let me tell you how right you are. I was talking to Mark Anthony last year, and I got a hit, and I said, you know, Mark, we should do a different show for people. We need to figure out a better way to help people. Right. I mean, it's great that you're psychic lawyer, psychic Mark Anthony, psychic explorer. And that's really good. But, you know, there's a real practical, this is what you need to do side. Why don't we do a show called The Psychic and the Doc? And so we started that show, right? The Psychic and the Doc. And people looked at me like, Pat, why? And I said, why not? And that's a kind of answer in a space that I live. So as we come into this year, I want to encourage everybody that's watching and listening. There is inside of you, there is a spark inside of you. I am a kid from the Bronx. Mom suicide when I'm six. I'm homeless at 17. I learned everything I needed to know about business, begging at the Port Authority and selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart. And I want to beg all of you and invite you to find that part of you that is so radiant and resilient, because this is the year, and Deborah is going to tell you why. This is the year, if you have an idea and you're saying to yourself, oh, you don't know how to do that, forget it. And this is what I want to invite people to, and this is why what you offer and teaching people is so important. Because Deborah, help me with this. It's not just about knowledge, but you, through your being the ambassador of knowledge transfer in the world of astrology, you're also the ambassador of confidence building for people, because that's the other side of this.
That is so true. People finish the class. I can't even tell you. They lose weight. They fall in love with their husband. They revisit their child and they see him differently. I can't even tell you. Changes their lives. So to your point, that big change you're asking about this year. So first, let's talk about the major conjunction, which I just love everybody.
Yes.
And I live in Hawaii, and I could really see it every night. I was like, oh my God, they're actually holding hands. Those were two planets. And ready, Jupiter and Saturn, both in Aquarius, the entrance of the Aquarian era, which we've been waiting for 2,100 years. It only happens every 2,100 years. Yep. Now there's no marker. It's not like that date, December. Everybody made a big deal about it. December 21st was the marker. It's not quite like that. It's more about this era starting in the 60s. As soon as we entered into the drug altered, breaking all the rules, breaking establishment, stopping following, no more government, that entrance of the Aquarian age will now last for 2,100 years. Now, is this year 2021 critical? Yes. Why? Because Jupiter and Saturn are in Aquarius. It is the Aquarian age, and it's asking us to abandon acceptable realities that were handed from the past. We are changing the guards. We are no longer bound by what we thought was real. The COVID, thank you, COVID. I hate to say it, it sounds bad, but it radically changed our notion of time, of proximity. And boy, I'm going to cry. I miss my family so much. It just makes me cry. I have not been able to see my kids. And oh my goodness, so many of us are living in an alternate reality. Welcome to Aquarius. Now, when this is over, and it will be over by spring announcement, we will have to recalibrate and promise ourselves we will not go back. I too traveled 100,000 miles a year for the last 11 years. I'm a million mile flyer. I'm not doing that again. I have realized that my bare feet walking on the ground, my taking a deep breath, like I learned how to breathe this year. Can we do it? A deep breath. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And breathe out faith. Faith has come back to me. I breathe out faith now. I practice that. I've learned how to slow down to a turtle's pace with the wisdom that I hope COVID gave us. So back to your question, the Aquarian age is here. It's a release of bondage of what was before. Saturn and Jupiter are saying all things astrology. If you want to study astrology, this is the time this year. I also have a course called Tell Me a Story that is a writing class that I'd love for, where people tell that story you just told.
Yeah.
About what happened when you were in New York City selling. Like, this is a short class. I'm teaching it personally. If you're interested, you just write to silvermansupport@gmail.com and say, I heard Deborah and Dr. Pat.
I'm very interested in that.
You would be amazing. And what happens in that class, and we haven't even begun, I've just done 100 people last year, and unbelievable impact, because I give the gift of the same thing of astrology. The observer comes on. You begin to look at your story, or you look at your chart from the eyes of compassion, and you go, oh my God, Pat, what did you live through? And you found your inner goddess, power, healer, teacher, speak. Well, I can do it if she did it. And that's what Tell Me a Story is. And that's what the school does. So those are my two projects this year of 2021. And am I in love with watching people's lights come back on and reclaiming? I mean, all ages. It's you can't, I mean, I feel like you as a Sag understand this. I get so excited at the thought that people can take their inner world and turn on the lights, even though the outer world is a mess. The inner world gets reactivated, juice comes back, life force comes back, enthusiasm comes back, and that's when I'm contagious, and so are you. We turn to like a radio. I wish I had a fire. I want to just, we are fire starters.
And I'm so glad you said that, because we got a mega idea, and I've shared this story a lot of times. Benny's heard me talk about it. You know, Jessica and I were asked to participate in a music video in 2019, and we went down, and I just had a hard time going down. I thought, why me? Why are you picking? I mean, what is it? Me. And it was interesting how these people in LA saw me. I mean, I sit here and I think I'm in my little bubble. I mean, I do what I do every day. We're growing. I want to grow this. I want to reach more people, but
your
I don't really
is on fire. Hello, your chart's on fire. Keep
is
going.
It? But yes. I don't think about how does the world see me. I love our listeners, Deborah, these folks, man, 16 years with these folks and new audience. And I love them. But I don't really think, oh, if I'm like out, you know, I mean, like, I don't think, well, what is the world, how does the world see me? And it was so eye-opening. We went down to this video shoot and was with a music video with John Legend, right? And I go down and they want me to interview. And John's nephew, Tay, a beautiful light, did this cool song. So we're all down there. And I'm in this room, and we have to dress all in white. I have to send you the pictures. And we're down in this room, and the Jessica and Gail are like, I asked Gail to come because I honestly don't know how to behave in an event like this. I really don't. I don't know what to do. And I go, and Gail's there, and Jessica's there, and they're walking up, and they're saying, can we take a picture with Reverend Dr. Pat? And I thought, yeah. Isn't she the street smart spiritualist? And I thought, okay. So this past year of COVID, we call it, has been more than that. It's been this year to think about how much more each of us can be in support of each other. In support of each other.
That's the question.
Not in support of the big video and this and, you know, but how do we do it?
And you know, the answer is you become you first. This is why I love astrology. Yeah. You will be much more valuable in anything you give to the other if you're being your authentic self.
Let's talk about that when we come back from break, because I love being me. I pronounce your name wrong. I probably give out the wrong website. You know, I half the time I mix up my words. I made somebody French the other day, one of my guests. But boy, I want our listeners to be who they are, to just be who they are and let that bright light shine. When we come back, we're going to talk about the invitation. And I'm going to give you two an answer to a question somebody asked me. They said to me, man, you've been talking about this Sagittarius, I said, no, I've been talking about Jupiter and Saturn. So, well, you've been talking about it for like months. What's the relationship from your perspective between these two energies?
Great question. We'll come back.
What's the relationship?
I love that.
When we come back, this is so fun. When we come back, Deborah Silverman, by the way, you got to go to the website because there's something there for everyone. Deborah Silverman astrology.com. When we come back, what is the relationship between these two?
It's so fun. I can't wait to
let's take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit angelmessagestoyou.com. That's angelmessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. You know, I am so thrilled Deborah Silverman is joining me here today. We're going to take a minute, though, Deborah, because I'm not kidding when I say that you're the ambassador of knowledge transfer here. And you do it in many, many ways. And I want to make sure people know that. Today, what we're talking about is a couple of things that people can look into to help themselves. But if they go to Deborah Silverman Astrology, direct them again to where they could go. You're going to meet them wherever they are. You know, there may be a class here for this. There may be a class here for that.
Only twice a year. We only have two classes a year, in January and in September. So the school only opens twice a year. Yep. If you want to go the shortcut, you write to apprenticeship, one word, at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com. So if you know you want to do the class, you can go online, go under learn, and go on the wait list, or just write apprenticeship at, three words, DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com, and say, I want to take that class. And then tell me a story is Silverman support. If you really want to tell your story, it's a wonderful class that I teach myself. The school, obviously, is a lot. I've trained 30 women to teach my school. And so the course material is mine, but it's being taught by these amazing women. But I want to answer your question about Jupiter and Saturn. Can we go
please.
There? So get this, Jupiter is literally 100 times the size of Earth.
Yes.
So you can't even like beep, 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 beep. My computer disk just stopped working. We can't even conceive. It's the, when you look out in the heavens at night, which I live in Hawaii and I worship the sky. Oh. I always say hi and wave to them. I think people think I'm crazy as I'm waving. So there's Jupiter, this big, giant 16 moons going around it. I mean, it's 100 times the size of Earth, and it's standing right next to Saturn, who has all these rings around it. Saturn is the most important planet in my system because it talks about purpose. It talks about why you're here. It's the, you know, it is the most important planet. So Jupiter is represented by secret sauce. Think of it as being like MSG. Like you put, anywhere you put Jupiter, everything gets bigger. It expands like yeast. Like it's the planet that makes everything go, ho, 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 green giant. Like he's big and he's fat and he's juicy and he's funny and he's loud. So that's Jupiter, a thousand, like giant, standing next to Saturn, who's like, excuse me, sit down, shut up, do your homework. And what do you, so that's what's happening right now. The conjunction was Saturn came in on the planet with Jupiter next to it saying, we are all going to sit down. Well, that worked. Everyone's in their house. Saturn made his point. We are not going to be excessive. We are not going to be running around. We are going to put our attention on our purpose. And what is your purpose? Well, it's an Aquarius. The two of them are standing in the constellation of Aquarius. Well, what does that say? That says you are allowed to be yourself. There'll be no more following. There'll be no more pretending. You're stripping you naked of your pretense and the old story. So that was big fat Jupiter enhancing Saturn, the teacher in Aquarius for the first time, some say in 800 years, because they haven't been together, but in the sign of Aquarius, I'm going to say it's 30 years. But the point is, it's an opportunity for us to expand Jupiter, ho, 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 our purpose, Saturn, in the name of individuality, uniqueness, being true, let go. Yeah. Of the old models that didn't work anyway.
Yeah. You know, look, when we talk about this, I want to be clear to all the listeners and the people watching. This is not for a handful of people. This is not like the billionaire checklist of the top 1%. This is not. This is for every single one of us. For every single one of
us. That's why COVID touched every single.
Everybody. Everybody. And, you know, it's interesting. You think people don't listen to your show. I got an email from somebody that listened to a show that I did 14 years ago, Benny, 14 years ago. And she never forgot this, an interview I did with Sylvia Brown. And I think it was 14. It was one early on, right? And she said, you know, do you remember, Pat, when you were talking with Sylvia and you asked her about a prediction? I said, yeah, I remember. It's like yesterday. She said, you know, Sylvia was really clear. She didn't want people to ask her about stuff like that. She's going to write it in her book, but you somehow got her to talk about it. And I said, you know, I remember it. I don't remember how I did it. And it was at a Hayes event or something. I tried to find the interview. I'm still looking. And she says, remember what she said? I said, yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. She predicted some kind of plague. Some kind of pneumonia type. I said, yeah.
I read it. She wrote it.
Oh, you read it? Okay.
She put it in one of her books and it came out as soon. Yes. And by the way, it reached across the entire planet. And here's the unique part. And I have a book called The Missing Element. The first chapter of my book is called Crisis. And I predicted and I said, literally, the difference between now and every other time in history, I like to call it her story, not his story. Every other time in her story is we have more people on the planet than we've ever had before. Therefore, and we have these devices, we are now dealing with the frequency, welcome to Aquarius, that's the highest voltage we've ever had. So when that virus went across, every single human brought us to our knees, thank you, Saturn, and Jupiter came by to say, and I'm going to enhance this with a little longer COVID. How about that? We'll keep this going through February. We all got to our knees. Now, the question is, where's the wisdom from the psychics and the seers and the elders? They say, every elder says the same thing. Take a deep breath. This too shall pass. Learn your lessons and open your heart.
Yeah. And you know what I said to Sylvia, and actually Jackie reminded me of this. She said, do you remember what you said to Sylvia? And I said, you know, I have a sense of it. I was really scared to death of Sylvia Brown. So I just want to say, I said, but obviously you remember. She said, yeah, you sort of got up in her face and said something like, well, sister, get ready for the greatest accomplishments, achievements, and the uplevel of humanity. And I said, I said that to her. She said, yeah, maybe not in those words, but you said it kind of like that. And Sylvia just laughed with you. And I said, what else did I say? She said, you commented and made a quote from your stepmom, right? And I don't remember what the quote was, and Jackie didn't either, but it had to be something like, whatever don't kill you, make you stronger. See, that's the way I'm looking at COVID.
Think about it. You are exactly
right. It's stepped up. We're stepping up. And even as a network, we're stepping up. We're making changes. We're doing things differently. You know, our technology is filled. Is finished. We'll have 10 channels. But here's what happened when a friend of mine asked me on my birthday, December 11th. Right? She said, are you still talking about this Jupiter-Saturn thing? I said, yeah, I am. She said, I don't understand it. Are you like having like a Oh my God, what is the word? Menage a trois, something like that. Do you have like a little thing with these two planets? And I said, I think I am. Here's why. Jupiter says to Saturn, hey, Saturn, hey, do you want to go dancing? Saturn says to Jupiter, under two conditions, I'll go dancing with you. One, I lead. Two, you have to wear stilettos. And I said that to my friend, and I just thought, where did that come from? And that must be the way I see the dance of these two planets.
That's exactly right. Saturn, I'm going to lead, and you're going to do what I tell you to do. And that's what's being asked right now. What is Saturn's stiletto saying to us? I'm going to repeat myself. You must be yourself. You must free yourself of the bondage of not being comfortable in your skin, of losing your life force, of not feeling enthusiastic. We cannot afford to take our children into the future with deadpan energy that says, I'm so disappointed. I'm so disillusioned. I'm feeling so dead. I don't have any chi. I am, and you are elders. I'm in my mid-60s. I am promising this lifetime to my children and to all of us. We will not let you down. It may appear to those millennials that the elders were not considerate about the economy or the environment or the future. That's changing right now. And look what just happened yesterday in the election. We're reconsidering the environment. This has to be addressed. We're reconsidering, how do we take care of our future? We're about to destroy ourselves or not. That's my prediction. We're at a critical moment. Will we go to the path where we become ourselves and we become compassionate and kind? Or will we still buy into the old belief that everyone's against us and we don't give up, we're going to give up? Really? Yeah. Not with Pat and I in the room.
And my answer to that is kind of in the spirit of what I said to Sylvia a gazillion years ago and what I've said to you at different ways. And maybe it's in my chart for 2021, is my sense of this is whatever we saw yesterday, multiply the contrast of it 10 times, multiply the kindness, the generosity, multiply those people that perhaps are of the Republican Party and are saying, that's not me. Look at the people that looked at that and said, wait a minute, to their kids who are watching. Yeah, I didn't want him to win, but that's not me. That's not us. That's not the way we do it. And I think that energy will prevail. I think we saw it yesterday, Deborah. We saw people that had never had a kind thing to say about Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or anybody like that or Nancy Pelosi step up and speak their truth. Isn't that Sagittarius too?
That's called democracy. We've got to return to the core beliefs that were true about the last era. What were the ones that will endure? That we are kind, that we're a democracy, that everybody gets a vote, you listen to somebody else. The single ingredient for me on this planet, and I've tattooed it on my arm, the words listen and silent have the same letters. In order to listen, you've got to stop your internal dialogue. So when I love listening to Republicans, I watch Fox News, I love looking at Trump's chart. I make a practice every day to send compassion to him because I know in order for me to listen, to be kind, I've got to understand other people's point of view. That's democracy.
Yeah, you do. I do too. I feel the same way. And I'm not surprised. I grew up in New York. I mean, I didn't move out here until 92. And then I went off to California for school and then really didn't land here on a regular basis in Seattle till, 94, went to school in California. And around 2000 or maybe 1999, I landed in the Pacific Northwest on a regular basis. And when people ask me about this, because I do another show, I started another show. And again, folks here said to me, why are you doing this? It's called Power Up with Dr. Pat. It's very different than this show. It is a real, come on, let's talk. It's
Can
that
I ask,
show.
What happened in 2012? That should have been a big turning point for you. What happened 8 years ago? 2011?
Oh, it was a huge year. We started the network.
Exactly.
So 2010.
And that was That was your Saturn return. So this is an announcement for all of you listening. 2010 to 2012, Dr. Pat's chart opened. She started her network. Your destiny line came into focus. I can point to 2010 to 2012 as a turning point for you professionally. That, by the way, right now, your chart, once again, it's different. It's not a Saturn return because you had that then. You are now having Jupiter, that big fat planet, is sitting on the point of your career. Once every 12 years, this happens right now. So you're expanding. I'm so lucky to be sitting here with you. Your career, your voice, your timeless voice that shares with us provocative thoughts and makes us ask the hard questions, which is what a Sag does in the eighth house. You're so deep. You want to get underneath. You're like a detective. You're like, we are not leaving that untouched.
It is so true. One of our other listeners, I got to tell you, I love our folks, sent me an email and said, and it was like right around my birthday. And they said, you know, is anybody going to come and talk about your chart? Because we don't understand something, Pat. You know, we know who you are and we know you're Dr. Pat. We know Benny calls you Pistol Pack and Patty. And sometimes you go by Dr. P. Diddy. But you don't have your own website, girl.
That's hysterical.
It is. And I said, yeah. And I was saving it for 2021.
Bingo.
That's when I want to launch, you know, my platform about myself. She said, that's, you know, people don't even know
right
your name.
Right now, Jupiter is sitting, the planet Jupiter is sitting on the top. You have Aquarius on the midheaven. You're a futurist. And you're ahead of your time. Oh. And you intuitively knew that date. And this is what happens when you study astrology. You amplify, you already have the gift. But when you have validation for me to say to you, you were right, 2021's the year. And all of you listening have intuitions. Unfortunately for us, this is back to the changing of the guards. We used to value logic as the gods. Now we're learning about our intuition, the feminine side, feeling, listening, silence, meditating, deep breaths. It's like a brand new era. I always think about this. If my grandmother saw me right now sitting on a computer in the middle of an island talking about planets at 7 o'clock, well, it's now 8:50, she'd be like, what? So just know that the world is changing for the better. I want you all to understand. And in the birthing cycle, even if you're depressed or you're sad or you're feeling despondent or you've lost your job, all of this, I'm talking to a Sagittarius here, all of this is going to serve you, just like what you said, Pat, at the break. That what happened yesterday served us to wake us up. Every time in my book, The Missing Element, every time a crisis happens, you will look back at it and go, that was the biggest turning point and the biggest lesson I've had this. And I hate to say it, but in the soil of crisis, wisdom is grown. And
everything. Every part of my life.
Me too. The hard part. I'm having this COVID thing. I liked it in the beginning because my kids, I was in Boulder and they were locked in my house and I hadn't seen them in years. So we were like locked down for 4 months. I had to cook dinner. I was like back to doing the mom thing. Then I came here and they can't come here. And now all of a sudden I'm alone and I'm like, that's what everyone's. So this is the crisis goes both ways. It's an opportunity. And do not mistake. I'm just going to say to all of you, even what looks like is the worst phase of our lives, and this is one of the worst eras of the humans, considering yesterday, but not to mention since March of 2020, we will look back at 2020 as the year that we learned about seeing 2020. We could see the perspective for the first time of what didn't work.
Yeah.
Now, how do we learn it? By breaking. But 2020 is the vision that you get after you're looking in retrospect. 2020 comes in retrospect afterwards. You go, oh, now I see what I was doing wrong. Now I realize my deepest values. Now I know for me personally, I love my silence. I didn't know this. I never had the opportunity in my lifetime to be living alone. This is the first time in my whole life. Wow. And I'm absolutely, in the sickest way, I'm loving it. I feel lonely. And I feel delicious because I'm writing a book and I'm in this creative zone and the angels are in my house and the angels are. And then I realize, oh, this is Jupiter conjunct Saturn, as you said it. Jupiter wanted to dance with Saturn. Saturn said two conditions.
Yep.
I'll dance with you if you listen to me and put on those shoes because you're going to be doing some big fat moves.
Exactly. And you know, this is why I love this. Whenever I wake up and I email, either text my team or I Skype them, Jessica, Linda, Olivia, yeah, everybody. Whenever I do an email that says, you know, I'd really like to catch up with you. I bet the number one thing they think is, oh my God, what did I do wrong? That could be one thing. But generally speaking, it's she's got another one of these ideas. And so I don't say anymore, hey, I got to talk to you. I got a great idea. I don't say that part anymore. But it's happening. So for example, as we launch our new technology, you know, we're in the let's try to break it mode now. Because when we launch, we can't take it back. It's 10 channels, right? So let's try to break it mode. So I said to them, look, we're celebrating 2021. We've got to celebrate this year, but we've got to do it in the old school style. Benny, you know this. We launched the Holistic Makeover and helped and coached thousands of people. So every month this year, in the spirit of launching a new channel, we've got to pay back. We've got to go back to our hosts, go back to people that contribute gifts to all of our listeners. We need to go back and say, what are you going to pay forward to these people? You know, instead of just talking at people, what can we give them? What tools? What can we gift them? And let's do it in a way where then those people pay it forward to other people. See, we can do this. We can do this, right? And I think it's my Capricorn that says, yeah, you can, Sagittarius, you can think about a lot of, you know.
No, you're a double earth, Pat. Listen to me. Your moon is an earth sign and your rising sign's an earth sign. So you're what we call double earth. So you have to make everything translate to practicality. You cannot just have ideas. You want results. And that's what you learn in my book, The Missing Element. You are double earth. So your whole lifetime, you promise not just to talk, but to bring it down and eat it and share it and produce it. So good for you for manifest. I call it woman festing. Good for you for woman festing, Pat, what you wanted to see as a dream into form. Now, not everyone does that, but you are double earth. So I could see how your team goes, oh God, she's got another idea and she's going to woman fest it.
I've been depressed. I've had more traumas. I've been fired from every job I have. So when people talk to me about job loss, I know what it is. In 1990, my world turned around. I became a maverick. I was an executive. Lost that job 2 years later because I wouldn't conform. And been fired from another job where I wouldn't compromise myself and do some strange things in the city of Seattle. And, you know, I've had trauma, my mom's suicide, myself homeless, my sister dies on a hospital floor, my mother dies at a gas station. I lost two other sisters to addiction and recovery in addiction, both alcohol and drugs. And I know what it's like to be abused in Catholic boarding school, sexually and otherwise. So I have been through my share of things. And what I want to say to people this year is, none of that can keep us down. Well, not that, not COVID, not people storming the Capitol. Our hearts and our energy are way bigger. And Deborah, I want to ask you, first of all, let me thank you. And I want to ask you.
Slow down just 1 minute. That story you just said, that story, this is why Tell Me a Story, if any of you are interested, that story inspires all of us to know if Pat could do it, we can do it. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And the whole writing thing scares me because, you know, I told you I got this learning thing. Deborah,
no, but spontaneous writing is super easy. Okay, go. We're almost done, aren't we?
We are. I can't thank you enough. And I know you'll come back.
You want a prophecy reading. If you want me to do something somewhere in the new year about what's coming up. After
yes, ma'am.
I love you.
Yes. Yes. Will you come back?
I will come back. I had the best time. Oh, my God.
What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And again, thank you for being the ambassador of this knowledge transfer.
My personal message is be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Normal is just a setting on the dryer. There is no such thing as normal. Give that up. You are allowed to be your unique, quirky self. And as soon as you find your own natural rhythm, you'll come back to life with such a gay, joyful ease that you'll be able to contribute and fulfill your promise here. Every one of you has a promise. You just have to get back to yourself.
And by the way, I want to end with this. Deborah Silverman, astrology.com. Please check out how you can learn from this amazing team of people. And by the way, do you know what Sagittarius then said to Saturn?
What?
You can't. Only. This is right. This is what I said to my friend. Only if I can pick out the reddest sparkling stilettos on the planet.
I'm dancing with you, sister.
You got it. Deborah Silverman. I'm Dr. Pat. Benny pushing all the right buttons, I'm sure. Olivia making sure we look great on Facebook. And Deborah, you are going to come back. We're going to do some predictions, right?
I love that. And go to Instagram and like my stuff. And you guys go find me. I give out free videos every single day.
Maybe you could teach me how to do that. That's really good. Again, I'm the one without a website.
I'm teaching you astrology and tell me a story. I'm going to get back to you, sister. We are not done yet.
Okay. Deborah Silverman, everybody.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. Everybody, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.